Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse on this Monday. Joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Brent?
Doing well. Wonderful. Happy to be here.
Yep, had a good day yesterday myself, even though the Jets lost.
It was a close game.
I'm a Jets fan, and there was a lot of things that went wrong. You know, missed field goal, fumbled snap on a good drive, a lot of potential there. I'm still glad Kansas City won because I picked them on my pick'ems.
I did notice
sheet
that
this week.
I did see that this morning.
But it was a good step in the direction on the offense on the Jets side. So maybe that'll transpire throughout the week, but we'll see.
No, but anyways, absolutely right.
So enough about football. We'll go ahead and jump into our Did You Know show. So what I have here is tea bags. Did you know that they were popularized by accident? Like they originally weren't invented the way that they are, but they still function the same way.
You'll have to explain this one.
Yeah, I know. Not very good at just talking it. Like, so I'll just read you what I got.
No, here. I'm lost so far. I'm just
right.
Let's see where this one goes.
Right. Okay. So, before individual tea bags actually came to be, and it's widely used everywhere. That's the most popular way of making tea now. Before they would just pour hot water over tea leaves, and they'd use like just a strainer. Right. That's how they used to do it back in the day. Well, then there was this fella. His name was Robert C. Lawton and his wife, Mary Mollerine. They filled out a patent for a tea leaf holder, which is a concept resembling the tea bags that we use today, but it was only 7 years later. However, another individual, what that's talking about, it was more of a like the metal ball type of thing, okay? Mm-hmm. And so inadvertently later on, this other fella, who was actually a importer, his name was Thomas Sullivan, he imported a bunch of teas, and he wanted people to be able to try them, but he wanted them to be able to smell it as well. So he imported it in these small silken bags to his customers, and he expected the clients to remove the leaves from the bag and make tea, but they didn't. They just would use the whole bag as would make tea. And he was oblivious to that until somebody finally told him that's how they were using his bags that he was sending over. And he was like, wait, this is a genius idea. Yeah. So then he started using gauze, which had a little bit more holes. And then it eventually turned into what we use nowadays. Right. But so tea bags that we use all the time was originally just the bag that the guy sent it in so that they could smell it and then open it and make the tea. But people were a bit smarter and were like, why don't we just leave it in the bag and dip it in the water?
Yeah.
And so that's how tea bags actually came to be.
That's interesting, yeah. It was a little bit of a progression, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I've got one for you. We're going to talk about elephants, and specifically newborn elephants.
Okay.
So, did you know that newborn elephants share something in common with human babies? And that's that they both like to suck, like newborn babies suck on their thumbs.
Right.
Newborn elephants suck on their trunks.
Really?
Yes. So it's just the exact same reason they do it, because it's just for comfort, you know, just naturally comforting.
That feels weird to me, though, because technically it's like their nose.
Yeah.
So are they sucking the breath out of themselves?
I don't think so. No, I think it doesn't bother any of their natural abilities, but it's just a way for them to be comforted for about the first 6 months of lives is how long they do it. And it's like just a natural built-in pacifier for the little baby elephants. So kind of cute to think about. But there you go. Talking about tea bags today and newborn elephants.
Newborn elephants.
On the Did You Know Show. Come on back tomorrow for another episode.